Three people have been arrested in a series of thefts from West Shore businesses and construction sites this fall that included the theft of a loaded moving van. The 5-ton van, containing about $90,000 worth of household items, was later found on a back road in Shirley with help from Souk RCMP. Officers tracked down the moving van and concluded that stolen items were being transported from it via a stolen pickup truck to a Colwood residence in the 2300 block of Souk Road, West Shore RCMP said. The detachment's crime reduction unit determined the incident was linked to 5 reports of break-and-enters and thefts at construction sites and area businesses from September to November, where the majority of goods stolen were expensive tools and equipment. "This was a complex investigation involving many moving parts," said Corporal Danny Grieve of the Crime Reduction Unit. Grieve said that police received reports of about $200,000 in stolen items and have so far been able to recover about $100,000 worth. Police are still looking for a number of items, including a S70 skid steer loader and an E20 excavator Bobcat on a flat deck trailer, both taken from Decadence Construction. Corporal Nancy Sager said the fact that 6 separate reports received on different days and in different time periods turned out to be connected is pretty rare. "We don't generally see that happen," she said. "We received some information that helped guide us in that direction. A lot of that information came from some of the theft victims," she said. Nicholas Banks, 36, has been charged with 4 counts of possession of property obtained by crime, 2 counts of theft under $5,000 and 1 count of trafficking stolen property. Names were not released for 2 other suspects, a 51-year-old man arrested for 1 count of trafficking stolen property, 3 counts of possession of stolen property and 1 count of mischief to property, as well as a 38-year-old woman arrested for 1 count of possession of stolen property and 1 count of trafficking stolen property. All 3 suspects are scheduled to appear in court in January. Jay Bell at TimeColonist.com.